More than 4,000 soldiers have died in the Iraq War, but many, many, many more have been injured or disabled, tens of thousands. A new documentary focuses on one of them, a young man who became paralyzed from the chest down after a sniper bullet ripped through his spine during his first week in Iraq. Back home and wheelchair-bound, he becomes a leader in the war protest movement. The film is called Body of War. And it's co-directed by a familiar face, longtime television talk show host Phil Donahue, who joins us now. Hi, Phil. I'm really, really happy you're here.
Pleased to be here, Faith. Thank you.
So this movie focuses on Iraq War veteran Thomas Young. How did you choose him? How did you hear his story?
I was in a conversation with Ralph Nader right after the 04 election, on which campaign bus I was not. This is after having campaigned for him in 2000. And Marla was really kind of wired here about this. So to save my marriage, I got off the bus. And I went to see Ralph after that election. And in the middle of the conversation, he said, I've been asked to visit a young man at Walter Reed. Do you want to go with me? And I said, yeah, I'd never been. So I flew back a week later. We go off, and here he is. I mean, I'm standing next to a bed on which lies a 24-year-old kid, and his mother is explaining. He was all whacked out on. He was totally medicated, not capable of talking to anybody. And his mother was explaining to me the nature of this injury. Thomas can't walk. 24 years old. Bang. He can't walk. He can't cough. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things Thomas can't do. And I thought, the first thing you think of, you know, how come him and not me? That's, you know, why would fate deal him this terrible event in his life? And I thought the American people should see this. I mean, this is the sacrifice being made by thousands. There are thousands of families in this country dealing with the same kind of injury.
That's what's so compelling, is how personal this is. Let's actually listen to a scene from the movie. This is Thomas Young describing his predicament.
You know, you see a guy who's paralyzed in a wheelchair, you think, oh, he's just in a wheelchair. You don't think about the, you know, stuff inside that's paralyzed. I can't cough because my stomach muscles are paralyzed, so I can't work up the full coughing energy. I'm more susceptible to urinary tract infections, and there's a great big erection sidebar to this whole story.
Your film spares no details about Thomas's life as a paraplegic. There's a scene where his mother is inserting a catheter into her son's penis, and we hear details about his sex life with his wife, which is all but, you know, non-existent, and then the marriage comes apart on camera. Were you surprised he let you in on all that, let you film it?
You know, as we got to know Thomas a little better, and it became clear, first of all, we wanted to show the pain. Don't sanitize the war. Don't ever sanitize a war. Tell the truth. If you're going to send a country to war, you have a responsibility to show the people the sacrifices that are being made by the people who send loved ones to the war. And that is not happening in this country. These people are below the radar. Thomas Young agreed to this kind of invasion of his privacy, first of all, because he trusted Ellen Spiro, who's my co-director and cinematographer for this film. She was magnificent. Thomas wants other people his age to see this. You know, everybody who enlists, signs up, joins the army, whatever it is, they think, you know, they consider, wow, you know, I might come home dead. They never think of coming home like this. This is a young man who went from singles bars to, he throws up every morning. His pills have pills to correct the side effects of his other pills.
You still, know, this isn't just
on
the hills of his injury,
and
right?
On this goes. He has PTSD. He hits the wall in terms of his energy. He doesn't perspire because his whole respiratory system is knocked out because he can't, his nervous system doesn't allow it to be exercised as it does for you and me automatically. He has to wear ice gels inside a vest on hot days or he gets lightheaded and, you know, he risks passing out.
There's a scene where his then fiance takes him to Ground Zero, and he says, this is why I enlisted. I believe he said on September 13th, 2001.
He signed up 9/13.
Yeah. And why did, I mean, he wanted to fight terrorists in Afghanistan. Why did he then decide to start protesting the war?
Well, first of all, his light went on early. He's a bright young man, as you know, if you've seen the film. At Fort Hood in basic, he said, "Why am I going to Iraq? I signed up to go to Afghanistan." Too late now. He's in Iraq 5 days. Sadr City. No roof on the truck. 28 kids in the back, young men, and the bullet came down from above, so came through his shoulder and exited T4. That's the part of the spine which is between the shoulder blades. That accounts for his paralysis. He is paralyzed from the nipples down. Thomas Young can't walk. He's now 28 years old. The closer you get to this, the more the pain and the challenge and the complications of these injuries become apparent to you. And the injuries, as you know, Faith, in this war are more hideous. I mean, we have kids that are blind. We have women had their faces disfigured. I mean, on and on. And we're going to send more now. We're going to send more people to Iraq, for a what? A Bush mistake? This is a massive blunder, and we don't seem to be able to admit it.
I want to talk to you in a second about what we are going to do now and in the future. But just to continue a little with Thomas's story, there's this one scene where he's at a protest rally, and all the mothers of soldiers who didn't come home just want to touch him and kiss him and hug him. He's literally a touchstone.
This scene, just to this day, I have a hard time watching this. They wheel Thomas up to a rope behind which are Gold Star families. These are families that have lost loved ones who've come home in these coffins that can't be photographed. And they see Thomas, and they know he's a veteran, and they know, he fought with my son. He fought with my husband or whoever. And they're standing there holding pictures of their loved ones. They've got a piece of cardboard. That's all they have. And Thomas is rolled up to the rope, and they lean over the rope, and they start to touch him. And for a nanosecond, Thomas becomes a surrogate. They believe they are touching the loved one that they will never touch again. Well, I mean, this thing just, it takes your breath away when you realize the pain that's out there and nobody sees this. This is, I mean, we aren't even worried about Iraq anymore. What is it, third, fourth on our list of things to worry about? It's amazing. We forgot about this war.
The scenes from Young's life are intercut with speeches from the war authorization vote on the floor of Congress in 2002. It seems so long ago when you see those speeches.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
And you see all these legislators repeating the talking points on WMDs and mushroom clouds, just verbatim. What was your purpose in showing all these clips of lawmakers saying, I authorized the war resolution? Or were you trying to point explicit blame or pin explicit blame on them?
Sure. Let's see who voted up and down on this war. Let's see who had the courage to stand up, and it did take courage in October 2002. I mean, everybody was so mad we couldn't spit. This is less than a year after 9/11. And boy, we wanted to bomb somebody. This vote was cleverly scheduled by the White House 3 weeks before the election. Imagine. How do you stand up and say no to a war after every major metropolitan newspaper in this country supported this war? We're going to spread democracy. Hell, we got the best democracy on earth right here, and we're chipping away at it. This administration is, fooling with the bedrock of our country, and we're presuming to spread democracy around the world. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, we will have a new administration soon. I mean, as you know, General David Petraeus today was speaking to presumably our next president, one of the three senators today, and said that improved security in Iraq is fragile and reversible, and recommended a pause in the withdrawal of U.S. forces. What do you say to that?
We say, and the people in our film believe, that one more death in Iraq is morally indefensible. This was a massive blunder, and to send more kids into Bush's mistake to be thrown on the sword. I shouldn't call them kids. These are young men and women. 10 soldiers, American soldiers, died in the last 2 days. On and on it goes. And for what?
Would your solution be to pull out immediately and completely?
Yes. But to do so after assembling a community of nations, the UK to be sure, to coalesce along with the United Nations to give whatever help we can to ease the pain and ease the tension there. I think pulling out is going to do a lot to ease. We are the reason for a lot that's going on there. This war is not fair to the American troops. You really think we're going to be in some kind of better position 1 year from now to pull out than we are now? I don't see it.
Which candidate running right now? I mean, it sounds like if you were just voting on the war, you'd want Ron Paul, right? Which candidate do you want to win this election?
I like Ron Paul because he respects the Constitution, which, by the way, is another message of our film, this very radical idea that we should obey our own Constitution. This wasn't a constitutional amendment.
Isn't Senator Byrd waving? He has the Constitution in his hand when he's speaking.
He's saying this is a rag that we're passing here.
But I want to pin you on this, Phil. Who are you voting for? Whom are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for the Democratic candidate. And I don't want to say who because that... I'll make enemies that I don't need right now. I got enough. And I'm trying to promote a movie here, so the more friends I have, the better.
Let me ask you about enemies. You were still in the talk show business during the run-up to the Iraq War. And in fact, your MSNBC show, Donahue, was canceled on the eve of the invasion, despite high ratings. I understand you were counted as two liberals by the political mathematicians at MSNBC?
That is true. We had to have two conservatives for every liberal. Two conservatives for every
whose
liberal.
Call was that?
That was management's call. That's what came down from on high. You have to remember how difficult it was to protest this war. You weren't patriotic. There isn't a media conglomerate that doesn't want to be patriotic. Protest and dissent is not good for business. That's important for all of us to remember. That's why corporate America is ruining our democracy. Corporate media is ruining it. That's why every major metropolitan newspaper in this country supported the war, because they didn't want to make people angry. People were supporting the war back then in October 2002, and if you said you didn't, you didn't love the troops, you weren't American, what do you want to do, sing Kumbaya? This is the kind of stuff we took out there. It was very difficult to stand up and say no.
Phil, I want to. So many people I interview are measured, and I appreciate whether people agree with you or not. It's nice to see someone who really means what he says.
Well, and by the way, the film is an equal party abuser. I mean, you see
that's
Kerry,
for sure.
You see Clinton.
You
John
identify
Edwards.
The political party of every single person who voted for this war. That
I
is
mean,
true.
Only 23 voted no in the Senate and 133 in the House.
Phil Donahue, twice the liberal of the average person. Thank you for joining us.
By the way, our film is now playing IFC Theater, downtown New York City. We open Friday in Boston, and we have a website, Faith, thank you, bodyofwar.com. I very much appreciate you allowing me to pop off here and promote our movie.
Thank you. Thank you for telling Thomas Young's story.
Thanks,
Phil Donahue is co-director of the new documentary, Body of War. For more about him, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.